愿大家平安。
Peace to everyone.
请我们来看以西结书。
Let us turn to the book of Ezekiel.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
对不起，耶利米书第一章。
Let us turn to Jeremiah chapter 1.
第十节。
Verse 10.
耶利米书第一章第十节。
Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 10.
看哪、啊，我今日立你在列国列邦。之上为要施行拔出拆毁毁坏倾覆又要建立灾子、这里是神对耶利米所说的话。
This is what God spoke to Jeremiah、
他的任务就是要拔出拆毁毁坏。
His mission was to root out and to pull down, destroy and throw down.
然后再建立灾子。
And then to build and to plant.
耶利米很害怕，说我年纪这么轻，我怎么有办法这样做呢？
And Jeremiah was very afraid. He said he was so young. How could he do such a thing?
但是第八节神跟他说，我要与你同在。
But in verse 8, God says to him, I am with you.
那第十节这里是讲耶利米要在以色列列国所做的一件事情。
And this is what God told Jeremiah to do to the nations.
那今天我们在世界上最难的是改变我们的观念。
In this world today, the most difficult thing is to change our thinking.
如果观念能够改变，生活就能改变。
If we are able to change our way of thinking, then we can change our lives.
如果观念不能改变，生活就不能改变。
If we cannot change our way of thinking, then we cannot change our lives.
那传道书里面就是要彻底拆毁我们的观念，旧的观念。
The book of Ecclesiastes is to tear down our normal way of thinking about our life.
那我们旧的观念是什么？
What is our usual way of thinking?
就是没有神，我也可以活得很有意义，很有价值的人生。
That is that even without God, I can live a very worthwhile life.
如果这个观念没有办法拆掉，一个人不会很认真在拜神。
If we do not tear down this kind of thinking, we will not heartily worship God.
那传道书怎么拆毁？
So how does Ecclesiastes tear this down?
就是他用他本身生活的经验，再加上他智慧的分析，对人生做一个结论。
So the writer uses his own personal experience as well as his insight and wisdom to come to a conclusion.
如果我们过一个没有神的生活，
If we have a life without God,
结论是一切都是虚空的。
Then the conclusion of our life is vanity.
也就是一切都是没有意义的，也是没有价值的。
That is that everything in our lives is meaningless and worthless.
所以这个旧的观念拆掉以后，新的才能够建立起来。
So only after we tear down this way of thinking can we build up the new way of life.
那新的观念是什么？
So what is the new way of thinking?
就是传道书的最后一章。
It is found in Ecclesiastes chapter 12.
就是我们要一生敬畏神。
That is that all our life we must fear God.
过一个以神为中心的生活。
And to live a life that is centered around God.
所以从第一章到十一章，所罗门从各个不同的角度要来分析，没有神的人生是虚空的。
So from chapters 1 through 11, Solomon uses various aspects of life to show that everything is emptiness.
昨天晚上我们查考第二章的十二节到二十六节。
Last night we studied chapter 2 verses 12 through 26.
十二节到二十六节提到两件事情。
And it talked about two things.
第一个人是人的智慧。
The first was human wisdom.
十八节开始是提到人的劳力。
And then from verse 18, it talks about human labor.
这两件事情关乎人的成就。
And these two have to do with a person's success.
没有智慧，非常有劳力，也不一定能成就什么。
If you have no wisdom, but you work hard, you may not be successful.
有智慧，但是没有劳力，也不能成就什么。
If you are wise, but don't work hard, then you may not be successful either.
所以人能够成就什么，是因为有智慧加上有劳力。
So that a person can be successful combines their wisdom and their labor.
但是所罗门经历到最后，他发现智慧跟劳力也是虚空的。
But Solomon's conclusion was that even wisdom and labor in the end were empty.
因为智慧人的智慧到最后还是会被忘记。
Because even the wisdom of the wise man will be forgotten in the end.
因为劳力人所得劳力的果效，我们什么都不能带走。
And the fruits of a person's labor all their life can't be taken away with them.
所以死亡这个事实如果没有办法解消，智慧跟劳力是虚空的。
So if we cannot resolve the problem of death, then all the wisdom and labor that we have is emptied.
因此人生有一个勉强的结论。
And so there's a forced conclusion in the end here.
也就是既然人都是虚空的，那快快乐的活一辈子总比一生受苦来得好。
That since everything is in vain anyway, if we live a pleasurable life, we might as well do so.
快快乐乐的活一辈子，这是不幸的，因为死要来到。
But even if we live a life of pleasure, we will still have to face death.
但是如果一个人一辈子受苦，死也来到，这个是更加的不幸。
But if a person lives a life of suffering and then dies, then that is even more pitiful.
这个问题要怎么解决呢？
So how do we resolve this problem?
主耶稣才能够解决。
Only Jesus can resolve it for us.
主耶稣带给我们生命。
Because Jesus brings us life.
所以我们可以面对最可怕的死亡，变成对我们是一种得到，而不是一种损失。
So that we can find and face death with hope is something we can gain and not lose.
因为我们要进到另外一个国度去。
Because even after death, we will enter into another kingdom.
所以传道书看起来好像消极的。
So even though Ecclesiastes looks very dark.
但是他最后的目标是要建立一个人积极的思想。
But its purpose is to influence our thinking to a positive way.
就是一切要以神为中心来努力来经营。
That is that all of our efforts should be centered around God.
那今天我们来看第三章，传道书第三章。
Let's now study Ecclesiastes chapter 3.
传道书第三章从第一节一直到十五节。
Let's read chapter 3 from verse 1 through 15.
在这段圣经里面，我们可以看到几件重要的事情。
And in this section, we see also several important points.
第一节到第八节，凡事都有定时。
And from verses 1 through 8, we see that everything has its time.
你知道我们每一年有的人都要买一个笔记本，那这可以帮助你做一些时间上的安排跟计划。
And every year we may have a yearly planner to plan out our time and appointments.
就是哪一个礼拜你要去哪里，哪一个礼拜你要做什么。
And every week we can see where we need to go, what we need to do.
但是我们常常发现有的时候我们可以计划一半，但是有另外一半是没有办法计划的。
And we may find in doing this that we can plan for part of our life, but not the whole thing.
但是一年来到，有一些事情是突然发生的，你没有办法计划。
Because there are always things that come up that you didn't plan for.
有的是公司要你做的，你不能也不做。
And sometimes your company tells you to work on something that you have to do.
这是短短的一年，我们的计划。
But we can only look so far, even just over the next year.
但是如果我们看我们前面的几十年的生活。
But if we look forward even to the rest of our life.
请问谁能够对人生有一个计划，而且完全照你的计划来实现？
How many people can completely plan out their whole life and live it accordingly?
结论是没有。
No one.
人可以有理想。
You can have a goal.
但是我们活越久，我们越发现，我们人类的前途不在乎我们能够掌控的。
But the longer you live, the more you realize that your life is not in your control.
所以这个第三章的第一节到第八节告诉我们，凡事都有定时。
So from verses 1 through 8 here, we see everything has its time.
请看第一节。
Let's read verse 1.
凡事都有定期，天下万物都有定时。
To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven.
这就是说有定期而且有定时。
Here we see there is a season for everything and a time for every purpose.
从整个人类的历史来看，是有一定的时间表的。
If we look back at history, there are certain periods throughout history.
如果你看但以理所看到的异象。
For example, the visions that Daniel saw.
头是金的。
The head was made of gold.
再来是铜的。
And then the body of bronze.
再来是铁的。
And then made of iron.
到脚趾头是半铁半泥的。
And then the feet were made of iron and clay.
所以整个宇宙的历史它是有一个定时的。
So all of history has its certain periods or phases.
然后一个大的石头下来就把它打碎了。
And then there was a great stone that knocked the image down.
历史就结束了。
And then history had ended.
那这个整个人类历史的演变是谁在掌控的？
So who is in control of what happens through history?
是神在掌控的。
It is God.
尼布甲尼撒王坐上王位。
When Nebuchadnezzar was king,
他非常有才能。
He was extremely able.
他建设了巴比伦帝国。
He established the empire of Babylon.
他对着自己非常的欣赏，他对自己的成就非常的骄傲。
And he was very proud of his accomplishments.
这不是凭着我的大能大力建设的吗？
He said, did not I accomplish all of this through my own power and might?
所以有时候我们会常常觉得，我们今天的我们是因为我肯拼，是因为我有能力。
And we think that we have what we have today because of what I did or what I am able to do.
但是神有一个声音说，你的王位离开你。
But then God said to him, your nation is taken, your kingdom is taken from you today.
所以他做王这个时已经过去了。
So the period of his kingship was over.
然后他就发疯。
And then he went mad.
他就进到旷野跟野兽住在一起。
And he lived with beasts.
七年。
For 7 years.
头发长得很长。
He had long hair.
有一天他抬头望天。
One day he looked up to the sky.
他发现至高者在人的国中掌权。
He realized that the Most High God is the one who controls history.
要将王位给谁就给谁。
That he has the power to give power to any person in the world.
当他了解这个事实，
Once he realized this fact,
他做王的这个所定的时刻又回来了。
Then the time of his kingship renewed again.
所以神就 带他回来坐在王位。
So then God established him on the throne once more.
这一次尼布甲尼撒王就很谦卑了。
And then the second time around, Nebuchadnezzar became humble.
他知道他在万民之上。
He knew that out of all the people in the world.
但是在他上面有一个主宰。
That even though he was the king, there was still someone higher than him.
他掌控一切。
And that God controlled everything.
这个人是值得，这个是值得敬畏的神。
And that is the God that we should worship.
那我们再看到我们个人的人生。
Now, if we look at our individual life,
我们什么时候要发生什么事情，这个不是我们能够掌控的。
What happens to us in our lives is not something we can entirely control.
所以第二节说，生有时，死有时。
In verse 2, we see there's a time to be born and a time to die.
我们知道生，你有一个生日。
We know that you have a birthday.
但是死你没有办法知道。
But you don't know the day that you will die.
那到底什么时候我们会死？
When are we going to die?
你不知道。
You have no idea.
但是神知道。
Only God knows.
所以使徒行传说，神预先定准我们的年限跟所住的疆界。
And the book of Acts says that God has appointed to everyone their time and their days in this world.
神已经决定了。
God has already determined
你要住在哪里，
where you will live，
你要住多久，
how long you will live。
既然神决定了，你就没有办法突破神所定的那个界限。
And since God has already determined this, you have no way of making this decision for yourself。
只有一个能够突破那个界限。
There's only one way to overcome this。
就是当神要你多活下去，你就多活。
That is that if God wants you to go on living, then you can go on living.
所以圣经在讲西西家王得了必死的病。
So the Bible records that Hezekiah was suffering a mortal illness.
他会死。
He was going to die.
西西家王最后转头面向墙壁痛哭。
And he turned his head toward the wall and cried bitterly.
求神怜悯他。
And asked God for his mercy.
结果神就告诉先知去告诉他，以赛亚先知。
And then God commanded the prophet Isaiah to go to the king.
我要再给你15年。
And said that God has allowed you 15 more years.
所以他就多活了15年。
And he did live 15 more years.
因此我们人的生命是在乎神的掌控。
So our life is in God's hands.
时候到了，你一刻也没有办法多活下去。
If your time has come, there's no way you can live for another second.
所以下面说，栽种有时，拔出所栽种的也有时。
A time to plant and a time to pluck what is planted.
第三节。
Verse 3. Verse 3.
杀戮有时, 医治有时, 拆毁有时, 建造有时。
A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up.
所以在这个宇宙里面啊, 我们每一个人的人生有一个定时。
So in this whole world, every one of us has our time.
好像我们看这个经济啊, 好像不是很好。
We know that the economy now is not very good.
所以我们知道有时候失业有时。
Sometimes we know that there's a time to lose our job.
但是你找到工作也是有时。
But there's also a time for you to find a job.
这个时就是神在预定的。
And even that is in God's control.
一直传统的观念啊, 说人只要努力工作, 然后正确的选择, 你就有光明的前途。
So most people feel that as long as you work hard and make the right decisions, then your future is bright.
但是我们回到圣经里面, 我们发现不一定是这样。
But if we look into the Bible, we see that that is not always the case.
人要努力的工作。
Of course, we have to work hard.
但是还有那个掌控我们前面那个成愿力，你才能够有成就。
But only the one who controls our future has the ability to grant you that bright future.
我们来看撒母耳记上第二章。
Let's look at 1 Samuel chapter 2.
撒母耳记上的第二章。
1 Samuel chapter 2.
这个第二章是哈拿在作诗，在赞美神。
And here we see the prayer of Hannah.
我们知道哈拿从第二章看见，哈拿是对神认识极深的一个妇女。
We can see from her prayer that she was a woman who knew God.
我们看第三节。
Let's read verse 3.
第二节。
Verse 2.
只有神为圣，除那以外没有可以比你的，也没有磐石像我们的神。第三节。
3.
人不要夸口说骄傲的话，也不要出狂傲的言语。 因为神是大有知识的神, 人的行为也被他衡量。 我们再看, 第六节。
Let's also read verse 6.
这里说神使人死, 也使人活, 使人下阴间, 也使人往上升。 第七节。
Verse 7.
他使人贫穷, 也使人富足, 他使人卑微, 也使人高贵。 第八节。
Verse 8.
他从灰尘, 弹举, 贫寒人, 从粪堆提拔穷乏人, 使他们与王子同坐，得着荣耀的地位。所以这段圣经在讲神的伟大。So
here we see she describes the greatness of God.
神掌控一个人是要往上升，往下沉。God
controls whether someone will rise up or be brought down.
他是要富有，他是要贫穷。Whether
that person will be poor or rich.
这一些都是在神的掌控之下。
All these are under God's control.
所以我们回来看传道书第三章。
So let's turn back to Ecclesiastes chapter 3.
第九节。
Verse 9.
这样看来，做事的人，在他一切的劳碌上有什么益处呢？
What profit has the worker from that in which he labors?
为什么这个所罗门会这样问呢？
Why does Solomon ask this question?
因为神安排一切。
Because God has planned out everything.
我们人遇到一个很大的困难。
And we come across a very great problem.
就是没有办法突破的限制。
There is a very real fact of life that we can't overcome.
就是神有他的安排，他有他的计划。
That is that God has his plan for everything.
所以要神的安排，神的计划，神愿意允许我们的计划才能够算数。
And only if what we do is according to God's plan will it count.
这是神要我们了解的一个很重要的事实。
This is a reality that God wants us all to realize.
我们在以色列百姓在攻迦南地当中看到一件非常重要的、很清楚的事实。
And we can see from the example of the Israelites coming into the land of Canaan.
我们现在来看约书亚记。
Let's turn to the book of Joshua.
约书亚记的第六章。
Joshua chapter 6.
约书亚记第六章。
Joshua chapter 6.
第一节。
Verse 1.
耶利哥的城门，因为以色列人就关得紧紧的，没有人出入。第二节。
2.
神晓谕约书亚说：“看哪，我已经把耶利哥跟耶利哥王，并大能的勇士都交在 你的手里，这个第二节非常重要。
And our emphasis is in verse 2。
这个整个第六章里面在讲他们怎么攻耶利哥。
The whole of chapter 6 describes how the Israelites took over the city of Jericho。
最后耶利哥被攻取了。
And then they were able to take over the city。
但是这个以色列百姓能够攻取耶利哥，那个关键是在第二节。
But the reason why they could take over the city is in verse 2。
神说，我已经把耶利哥跟耶利哥王大能的勇士交在你的手里。
The Lord said to Joshua, See, I have given Jericho into your hand, its king and the mighty men of valor。
如果我们看英文，这是完成式，现在完成式，我已经交给你了。
We can see that this is already in the past tense. I have given Jericho.
可见这个耶利哥城能不能攻取，不在乎耶利哥的城墙有多宽大，不在乎耶利哥有多少的勇士。
So we can see that whether they were able to overtake the city doesn't depend on how thick the city wall was or how many people in their army.
耶利哥能够攻取，也不在乎以色列百姓有多少能打仗的人。
And it didn't rely on how many mighty people the Israelites had.
那能够攻取是在乎掌控一切的神说，我已经给你了。
And the matter lay in whether God has already given them the city or not.
那既然神说我已经给你了，他们就要努力啊。
So since God has told them, I have given Jericho into your hand, they have to work hard to accomplish it.
所以就照神的方法，一天绕一圈，第七天绕七圈。
So God told them to circle the city every day for 6 days, and then on the 7th day, 7 times.
这是神的方法。
This was God's way.
那么大叫一声，耶利哥就倒了。
And then when they all shouted, the city fell.
为什么倒了？
Why did the city fall?
因为神已经给他们了。
Because God had already given it to them.
这个时候到了，他就倒了。
Once its time had come, the city fell.
照着神的方法就倒了。
And it fell according to God's way.
所以我们人不需要对自己的前途忧虑太多。
So we don't need to worry too much about our future.
神掌控一切。
God controls everything.
如果神要把这个工作给你，
If God wants to give you this job,
你不管多少人 interview,
it doesn't matter how many other people interview,
神掌控一切。
God controls everything.
他要给你就是你的了。
If he wants to give it to you, then it's yours.
如果神要把这个房子给你，
if God wants this house to be yours,
不管有多少人在竞争， 在要标这个房子，
doesn't matter how many other people are bidding for it,
这个房子就是你的。
The house is yours.
虽然他有他的屋主，
even though there's somebody who owns it,
但是有一个更高的神，他掌控一切。
There is a higher God above that person who controls everything.
他给你就是你的了。
If he wants it to be yours, then it's yours.
所以我们信耶稣的人对神的主权需要有绝对的信心。
So we who believe in Jesus Christ must believe in the absolute authority of God.
神掌控一切。
God controls everything.
所以我们现在经济一直走下坡，我们难免会烦恼，会忧虑。
So naturally, in this economic downturn, we will be worried.
如果你买的东西越来越便宜，这不一定是好消息啊。
If everything that you buy is becoming less expensive, it may not be a good sign.
因为公司赚不到钱，它没有那个利益，它接下去就是 lay off。
Then if the companies cannot make a profit, then automatically they will try to cut costs and lay off workers.
我们人就是拼命做，你在公司里面要拼命加班啊，让你老板来赏识。当然，这个是我们人的本分。
And of course, you may start to work more overtime hours to work even harder to show your boss that you're worth keeping.
但是我们要知道，我们有一个更高的老板是天上的神。
But we have to know that there's an even higher boss up in heaven.
如果我们跟神的关系不好，
if our relationship with God is not good,
那我们自己的前途我们就要忧虑了。
Then we really have to worry about our future.
因为你跟神不好。
Because your relationship with God is spoiled.
但是如果我们跟神的关系很好，
But if your relationship with God is strong,
你尽量做你要做的，
Then you do what you should do.
其实这个公司把你解雇了，有一个大老板呢，他可以开一条路给你走。
And even if you lose your job today, God may have an even better one for you tomorrow.
所以信耶稣不是没有困难。
So it doesn't mean that believing in Christ will take away all of our difficulties.
有的困难像攻耶利哥一样，大到你没有办法觉得我不可能了。
Some challenges are as great as trying to bring down the city of Jericho. There's no way humanly possible that it could happen.
但是我们有一个大有能力的神。
But we have a great God who has power over all.
他绝对掌控一切。
He has absolute authority over all matters.
他爱我们。
And he loves us.
就因为这个样子，所以我们对前途不需要太忧虑。
So because we know this, then we do not have to worry too much about our future.
所以在这个经济不好的时刻里面与其太 注重去忧虑，不如我们花多一点时间来亲近神。
So you have a choice in this difficult time of spending more time worrying or spending more time building up your relationship with God.
但是到第七章,
But when we look at chapter 7,
以色列民在攻爱城,
the Israelites now were fighting against the city of Ai.
这个是一个很小的城,
It was a small city.
哦, 他们以为我没有问题。
And they thought, well, it's no problem.
两三千人就能够打胜了。
We can defeat it with 2,000 or 3,000 people.
但是神没有把这个城交给他们。
But God did not grant them that city at that time.
所以他们就失败了。
So they were defeated.
哦，因为神没有把它给他们。
Because God did not grant them the city.
所以一个小小的城还失败，几十个人被杀掉了。
And they lost many dozens of men in that fight.
我们人生活在世界上也是一样。
So in our lives today,
不要想小的事情没有问题。
We shouldn't think that these little matters are no big deal.
如果没有神的允许,
if it's not God's will,
小问题也有大问题。
Even a small matter can become a big challenge.
所以这一切就是要让我们了解。
So everything we see here,
我们所拜的神，他有他的计划。
Lets us understand that God, the God that we worship, has His plan.
他的计划才算数。
And His plan is the one that counts.
好，我们讲回来看第三章，《传道书》第三章。
So let's turn back now to Ecclesiastes chapter 3.
我们从第十节一直看到十五节。
Let's read from chapter 3, verse 10 through 15.
这个六节当中
，In these six verses,
有七次提到神。
There are seven mentions of God.
如果我们现在仔细读啊，你就发现每一节都在讲神跟人。
And if you read through each verse, you can see that there's a mention of God and men.
第十节。
Verse 10.
我见神叫世人劳苦，使他在其中受精炼。
I have seen the God-given task with which the sons of men are to be occupied.
所以人为什么在世界上会劳苦呢？因为神使他劳苦。
And why is it that we have to labor in this world? This is because God has given us this task to labor.
那仔细看，我们在创世纪里面呢，本来人不需要劳苦的。
If we look back to Genesis, we see that originally we didn't have to work.
人活在伊甸园里面。
Living in the Garden of Eden.
但是为什么人会劳苦？
But why did people have to start working?
因为人离开神。
Because man departed from God.
所以神就说地要给你长荆棘。
And God said the ground will bring up weeds and thorns.
你要汗流满面才得糊口。
And you have to toil and sweat in order to live.
这个就是劳苦的开始。
So that was the beginning of human labor.
是神叫世人劳苦。
That God had given them this task to labor in the world.
我们看十一节。
Verse 11.
神造万物各按其时成为美好，又将永生安置在人心里。
He has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, He has put eternity in their hearts.
每一件事情都是神造他的时候造的。
And God has made everything beautiful in its time.
所以我们看每一个时节的发生，这个都是神安排创造的。
So we can see that everything that occurs in history is according to God's creation and plan.
但是下面十一节下面说，然而神自始至终的作为，人不能够测透。
But the second part of the verse says that except that no one can find out the work that God does from beginning to end.
这是一种奥秘，就是这个整个事情啊，我们人生要发生什么事情，这个是我们没有办法测透的。
This is a great mystery that no one can completely know what will happen in the future.
我们看十二节。
Verse 12.
我知道世人莫强辱，终身喜乐行善。十三节。
Verse 13.
并且人人吃喝，在他一切劳碌中享福，这也是神的恩赐。如果一个人能够在生活当中来享受过一个喜乐的人生这也是因为神允许的。
And if a person is able to enjoy their life, then this is also by God's will.
所以我们看一个敬拜神的人他的人生才有真正的享受。
So it is only a person who truly worships God that they can have a life that is good.
我们现在看箴言。
Let's read now in Proverbs.
箴言的第三章。
Proverbs chapter
3. 箴言第三章。
Proverbs chapter 3.
第三节，十三节。
Verse 13.
得智慧得聪明的这个人便有福，十四节
14.
因为得智慧胜过得银子，他的利益强如精金啊，十五节
15.
比珍珠宝贝你一切所喜爱的都不足以比较，十六节
16.
他的右手有长寿，他的左手有富贵，十七节
17.
他的道是安乐的，他的路全是平安的。这里讲这个智慧是什么？
Here we see what wisdom is.
这个智慧就是神本身。
Wisdom is God himself.
哦，因为神是智慧的来源，甚至智慧本身。
God himself is wisdom and is the source of wisdom.
那如果有了神，这个利益强如你得金子还有珍珠。
And if you can obtain wisdom or have God, then it is better than the profits of silver and gold.
哦，那十五节说，一切所喜爱的都不能够跟这个比较。
All the things you may desire cannot compare with her.
16节
16.
她的右手有长寿。
And the length of days is in her right hand.
最长寿的人是谁？
And who is the person who lived the longest?
马图撒拉。
Methuselah.
他快要活一千年。
He lived almost 1,000 years.
但是如果我们认识神，有永生。
But if we know God, we can have eternal life.
这是最长寿。
That is the longest life.
那左手有富贵。
In her left hand, riches and honor.
啊，富就是丰富，贵就是尊贵。
And honor.
啊，如果我们能够认识神
，If we know God,
我们在他里面有丰盛的恩典。
We have abundant grace in Him.
我们做君尊的祭司，神的子民，非常的尊贵。
And we are the royal priesthood, highly esteemed in God's eyes.
那如果我们一生走在神的道路上
，If we walk along the path God has for us,
结果是平安跟喜乐。
And the result is peace and pleasantness.
所以这样我们再回头过来看传道书的第三章。
So if we look back to Ecclesiastes chapter 3.
人能够在劳碌中来享受人生，这是神给我们的恩赐。
So if we can enjoy the fruits of our labor, it is the gift of God.
那这个恩赐从哪里来？
And where does that gift come from?
是从敬畏神来的。
It comes from honoring God.
我们再回来看传道书第三章。
Let's read Ecclesiastes chapter
3. 十四节。
Verse 14.
我知道神一切所做的都必永存，无所增添，无所减少。神这样行是要叫人在他面前存敬畏的心。
I know that whatever God does, it shall be forever. Nothing can be added to it and nothing taken from it. God does it that men should fear before him.
这里说神这样行要在他的面前存敬畏的心。
God does this so that men should fear before him.
因为神掌控一切。
Because God controls all.
他要让我们前面发生什么事情就发生什么事情。
He will allow what is to happen, happen.
但是对我们来讲，我们前面我们自己不知道。
But to us, we do not know what will happen.
所以我们对神会有敬畏的心。
So that is why we fear God.
如果我们亲近神，我们的前面一定是好的。
If we draw close to God, then our future will be good.
如果我们离开神。
But if we depart from God,
那个福气就离开我们。
Then this blessing will depart from us as well.
所以神这样让这样发生，让我们一生对他有敬畏的心。
So God allows these things to occur so that we may fear Him.
那既然神掌控一切
，Since God controls all，
所以我们要在基督里面才能够真正来享受这个自由。
And we can then find true freedom in Jesus Christ.
我们看约翰福音第八章。
Let's turn to John chapter 8.
约翰福音的第八章。
The Gospel of John chapter 8.
三十六节
，verse
36。第八章的三十六节
，John chapter 8 verse 36。
所以天父的儿子若叫你们自由，你们就真自由了。
Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed.
这里说主耶稣要让我们得自由。
Here we see that Jesus Christ makes us free.
这种自由是在神的掌控之下的一种自由。
And this kind of freedom is under the control of God.
好像在伊甸园里面的一种自由。
It's like the freedom that was in the Garden of Eden.
这个不是世界上人所说的一种自由。
It's not the kind of freedom that people talk about in this world.
所以在这个神的自由里面，我们对自己的前途没有什么忧虑。
So if we have this kind of freedom, then we will not worry about our future.
因为我们知道神为我们安排一切都是最好的。
Because then we see that all that God plans for us is for the best.
因为我们在神的面前，我们是一个非常有非常重要的
Because
我们的身份是非常尊贵的。
In God's eyes, we have a very important and high status.
我们看马太第六章。
Let's look at the book of Matthew, chapter 6.
马太第六章。
Matthew, chapter 6.
三十节。
Matthew, chapter 6, verse
30. 第六章三十节。
Matthew chapter 6 verse 30.
你们这个小信的人啊, 野地的草今天还在, 明天就丢在炉里, 神还给他这样的装饰, 何况你们呢? 啊, 这个地方最后的问题说, 何况你们呢?
And here the question is asked, will he not much more clothe you?
啊, 这个地方是在比较, 在神面前, 啊, 人的价值, 超过, 啊, 这个一朵花。
So here we see that it compares the worth of a human to being greater than a flower.
也超过一只飞鸟。
And it is, we are worth more than a bird.
如果神看顾一朵花, 神看顾飞鸟, 神也会看顾我们。
If God cares for the flowers in the field or the birds of the air, then of course he will care for us.
所以虽然神掌控一切, 但是因为我们对神有信心, 我们对神有一个交托的心, 我们对前面就一无挂虑。
Because God cares for us, and if we rely on Him and depend on Him, then we will not have anything to worry. Because what God has planned for us is for the best.
那有了在主耶稣的这种自由,没有忧虑的自由,
and in this, we can find freedom in Jesus Christ.
我们活着就要全然靠神。
And in this life, then, we must rely completely on God.
我们人对自己的前途不能够太过于傲慢。
So we should not be too proud of what will happen in the future because we really have no control over it.
但是我们对自己的前途也不要过分的忧虑。
And we should not worry over our future.
因为我们所拜的神是爱我们的,他全然能够掌控。
Because the God that we worship loves us and will help us in the future.
所以最重要是我们要追求活在基督里面,在他里面享受自由。
So the most important thing in our lives is to find Jesus Christ and to worship Him, and He will give us freedom.
就是做我们应该要做的,
to do what we should do.
然后一切交给神,
and to depend completely on Him.
我们不需要忧虑,
and then if we do so, we will not need to worry.
因为一切都有定时, 这个定时在乎神的掌握。
Everything has its time, and this time is determined by God.
所以只要我们爱神, 任何一件事情到最后对我们都是有益处的。
So as long as we love God, then everything that happens will be for the best for us.
我们来唱诗。
So let us conclude with a hymn.
换一首, 136首。
Let us sing hymn 136. Please be seated.
我们常常, 在为着生活在忧虑。
We often worry about our lives.
但是圣经说, 我们最需要, 关心的是神的国跟神的义。
But the Bible tells us that what we should seek first is God's kingdom and His righteousness.
也就是我们跟神的关系。
And this is to seek our relationship with God.
神的国就是神在做我们的王。
And in God's kingdom, God is our king.
在我们心中掌管我们。
That is that God controls our hearts.
在带领我们。
And guides us.
神的义就是过一个神认为对的生活。
God's righteousness is that we live a life according to His will.
我们喜欢的生活方式是神认为对的吗?
Is the way that we like to live what God deems as right?
我们所辛苦赚来的钱, 我们用钱的方式是神认为对的吗?
And the money or the gains that we have worked so hard for, do we use it in the way that God sees as right?
我们使用时间的方式是神认为对的吗?
Is the way that we use the time God has given us right in His eyes.
这个叫做神的义。
This is to fulfill God's righteousness.
如果我们对这两件事情不断地去追求,
if we truly and wholeheartedly seek these two things,
不断地成长,
and grow continually,
我们会变成神所爱的一个儿子。
Then we will become a child of God that God truly loves.
如果天父掌控一切,
if our Heavenly Father controls all,
我们还忧虑什么?
Then what do we need to worry about?
所以求神的国跟神的义, 这是我们最重要一件事情。
So to seek first God's kingdom and His righteousness is the most important priority for us.
有人说, 路是人走出来的。
And some people say that the way before us is something that we must tread ourselves.
但是从圣经看起来不是这样。
But from the Bible's perspective, that's not the case.
路是神给我们开出来的。
the way before us is laid out by God.
如果有神同在，
if we have God's abidance with us,
没有路的地方也可以开一条路出来，
then where there is no road, God will open a way.
如果有神同在，
if God is with us,
红海也可以分开，
even the Red Sea can be split in two.
约旦河也会变干的，
and even the Jordan River will be dry.
所以最重要不是经济怎么变化。
So what is most important is not how circumstances or the economy changes.
不是我们前面有什么困难。
It's not the challenge that we have before us.
是神有没有跟我们同在。
It is whether or not God is with us.
这是我们要思想，要追求的一个问题。
This is the question and the purpose that we should seek.
好，我们现在一起来祷告。
So now let us all kneel and pray together.
求主耶稣圣灵浇灌，充满每一个人。